screens. So, no, get down here so you can see the screens. Turn. Oh, you can see it. You're smart. I forgot. You can look that way. Okay. No, I underestimated you. Shouldn't have. All right. I was talking with Sam and Mary Amerson this week, and they were telling me about a cool thing they had in their house. It's a door where they measure their grandchildren every year. And I don't know if you know who their grandchildren are, but some of them are way up here, bigger than me now. And so they're able to look at that door and see how their children or grandchildren have grown through the years. And this morning in church, I'm going to talk to the adults about growing spiritually. But I wanted you to see some pictures of some people you might know who've grown up since I've been here. So let's look at the first, see what we got here. Okay, Bethany, and I was hoping Bethany and Andy would be here this morning. Andy looks like a baby. That's at camp a long, long time ago, and now they're high school and college, and so that's one. See about the next picture. Who we got? Oh my goodness, that is Colton. I was hoping they might be here, Karen. I was hoping. Look at them. They look like babies. All right, let's see what else we got. Now, that goofball is 6'4" now. He needs to slow down. Let's see what else we got. Oh, my goodness. Look at those babies. Man, what else we got? Oh, look at that baby and... Look at our church. It's totally different color. All right, what else we got here? A children's sermon. Look at some of those kids.
Did anybody watch?
Man.
Okay.
I do it two times.
Two times? You're lucky. Well, I want to talk to you about this right here. This is a flag.
Man, I look younger.
And this flag, you see, especially at this time of the year. Can you hold that?
All right, that's good enough. I hate hearing myself talk. But here's what I want you to think about. It's very natural for people to grow physically. I remember, again, coming here, I can remember Nala was just a little bitty girl, and you know, now she feeds herself. And when I first met her, she didn't do that. You had other ways that, I mean, it's a miracle how y'all have grown up in the last few years. But here's the thing I want you to know. What is extremely important is for you to grow spiritually. I know in Sunday school this morning, y'all started getting Bibles because we want you to understand the way that you grow spiritually is by reading God's Word. Matter of fact, listen to what it says in 1 Peter chapter 3. It says, rather, you, that means you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In other words, I want you kids to have as your goal to grow spiritually. Okay? We want 2024 to be the year when some of you maybe trust Jesus, maybe start reading your Bible, maybe start growing. Okay? Well, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. Help them to grow spiritually. They're growing physically, but we want them to grow spiritually. In Jesus' name, amen.